three or four months. And my sponsor went to Denver to the World Conference when all this happened with my husband. And I came to a place where I had to sit still and hurt that thing that we talk about in here. I also call it face the music. And that's a process of having these things happen that we're so afraid of and not drink. Have all these terrible feelings inside and not drink. Not run to another town, not run to another guy, not run to another job. Just sit there and not drink. Go to meetings and work my way through it. Not take any pills to fuzz things up a bit. Just have all those feelings and not fall apart, not break. Find out I'm not going to break those feelings. And there's some kind of strength that comes from going through stuff like that. During that time, I did made a lot of mistakes. One of the things I would do, I loved sad music. You know, Born to Lose was my song. Or Help Me Make It Through the Night. That was another good one. And there was one time that, well, my husband, this was an on-again, off-again thing. You know, he was in and out of the house while all this was going on. And I would let him come back. You know, that was part of my sickness. And there was one time we were having a hard time, and so I put the music on the stereo, and I'd cry, and then I'd say, no, I'm not going to do that. And I'd go out, and I'd do some weeding, come back, put the stereo on, start crying again. And finally I called my sponsor about 5 in the afternoon, and I told her I'd been crying all day. And she asked me what I'd been doing, so I told her. So she laughed, and she says, well, you must enjoy it. And I said, no, I don't enjoy it. She says, well, of course you do. You've been doing it all day. And this house that we had bought, we had gone into the country thing full force, right? And we had cows and a horse and chickens and pigs and rabbits. And the pigs lived in this pig pen, you know, with a little house. So one time my sponsor Rhett and her friend Nancy came up to visit me, and it was the first time Nancy had been at the house. And Nancy had gotten to know me pretty good by this time. I'd been around about 6 months, and they still kid me about how I used to cry all the time. So when she got up there, I was showing her around and giving her the grand tour. And we got up to the pig pen, and she looked at it, and she looked at me, and she says, oh, I see you have your own personal messy bog. And that refers to the 12 and 12, where it says we wallow in that messy bog of self-pity. We've been reading that every week in the women's step study. And so she was pointing something out to me about what I was like, and that is what I was like. I used to cry a lot. I don't have to do that anymore. That's really neat. Anyway, I was working again for another outfit, and I was having trouble with first things first. I was having trouble getting to all my meetings. I was having trouble doing my writing. I was having trouble with my husband being upset with me going to these meetings. And I was